Praised be Jesus and Mary. On November 1st, 1950, Pope Pius XII defined the assumption of Mary to be a dogma of faith with these words: "We pronounce, declare, and define it to be a divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul to heavenly glory." The Pope proclaimed the dogma only after a broad consultation of bishops and theologians and laity. There were a few dissenting voices, but the Pope solemnly declared what was already a common belief in the Catholic Church. And we find homilies on the Assumption of Mary going back to the 6th century. Now, Scripture doesn't give an account of Mary's Assumption into heaven. Nevertheless, in today's first reading from the book of Revelation, St. John sees the heavens open, revealing the Ark of the Covenant. That sacred vessel is a prefigurement of Mary who carried God within her, the woman clothed with the sun. She has a collective dimension representing the old and new Israel, but she's also a tangible person who gives birth to the Messiah, a male child destined to rule the nations. St. John glimpsed something which requires time for us to fully grasp, that the mother of Jesus has been bodily taken up into heaven. And while this is a very great privilege, it should be noted that she's not the only one that was physically assumed. Two Old Testament figures, Elijah and Enoch, had the honor. The only difference being that they haven't yet completed the course of their earthly lives. We also read in the Gospel of St. Matthew that a limited number of people received an immediate participation in Jesus' resurrection. Therefore, it seems most fitting that the mother of Jesus would also be granted such a privilege. What's more is that although the early Christians identified burial places of other New Testament figures like St. Peter and St. Paul, they never pointed to the tomb of Mary, only the site of her dormition, that is, her falling asleep. In today's preface, tells us Mary was assumed into heaven to be the beginning and image of the church coming to perfection, as well as a sign of sure hope and comfort, that where she is gone, we too hope to follow, for us who are still pilgrims. This reminds us of the important role of Mary, not only in the life of Jesus, but of all those baptized into him. Since Mary is so closely associated with all the mysteries of Jesus' life, you know, it's not surprising that the Holy Spirit has preserved through sacred tradition and solemnly defined the knowledge of Mary's share in his glorification. You know, so close was she to Jesus on earth. She must be with him, you know, body and soul, into heaven.